coming back into public session. We're going to move on to rearrange a little bit. We're going to move on to item 9. Board of Supervisors request, Supervisor Ogren, Public Works, OHV. Nancy?
Here we go.
Should you like to introduce the item that you brought that for?
Oh my gosh. For years, SCORE, Siskiyou County Off-Road Riders, have been riding OHV vehicles in this county all over the place. And Darrell Collins is here to talk to us about how that has gone on and what they are proposing moving into the future. Mr. Collins.
Thanks for having me. First off, the Board of Supervisors has been working on this from 2008 when they signed the resolution 1086. That resolution in particular says, when it was passed in 08, says, Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors declare to the policy of Siskiyou County that all roads, trails, and federal land that are available to motorized access and travel as the date of adoption should remain open to all forms of motorized travel, including snowmobiles and OHVs, excuse me, unless sufficient environmental or other scientific justification exists for the closure of roads and trails. That resolution was in 2008, and it was started by the U.S. Forest Service in 2005, starting a travel management plan. Our club started in 2008 as well to get that resolution passed to help make sure our roads maintained open. And we thought they were until 2010 when the Forest Service made this map of all of the Siskiyou County, and it shows every county road as illegal for use for snowmobiles and OHVs. And so I came on board in 2000. God, one second. Lots of emotions. I came on board in 2012 to fight this, thinking that we just need to have a resolution. And now, 12 years later, I'm almost there. And I've got all these people to support me. I've never had that much support. It's pretty cool. In order to get this map changed, they have to pass an ordinance. A resolution, you know, is just your opinion. An ordinance is a law. So until we get an ordinance passed, this map says we can't ride anywhere in the county. And that's not what the board wanted in 2008. And so we're at this stage. We've had CHP review, Forest Service review. We've had 20 meetings with staff to get this issue passed. This is comical. Of the 500 miles of roads in the county, this ordinance authorized usage of 57 miles, so it's still other 450 miles not to be used. Hopefully I'll stop having these emotions, but I have a number of people here that want to speak, and Sheriff Lopey, I believe, the Forest Service, and others are here to speak on behalf of and hopefully move forward. Sheriff LaRue, I'm sorry, we started with Lopey. We went through, I think, 3 secessions between the Forest Service and the Sheriff and the Police Department, so I've had to retell the story every time. The goal of this ordinance is to reflect the needs to define legal access for OHVs and at the same time restricts those areas where usage is not desired and to have a correct map showing that. That's the baseline of starting this ordinance. There's many other benefits that have followed, and those speakers will tell that, including grants and other items. So from there, do you have any questions?
Any questions for the board?
We're going to hear more, I think, aren't we?
We're going to hear a lot more.
I've been here long enough to know from the very beginning, and I'm just curious. I think the biggest thing that has been troublesome from each time that you've been to the board is the sign-off by the California Highway Patrol on the crossing for 96. And I think that's where the crux is. So I'm hoping we get an answer today.
And that's true. The crux started with Board of Supervisor Bennett when I suggested making an OHV ordinance. She said, why don't we make all the roads legal? Fine by me. I mean, it seems like that's what our county wanted. Then we realized the importance of CHP sign off and approval, so we've pared that roads down to 57 miles, and it passed our local CHP review months ago, and finally passed the state commissioner, I think, about a month ago. Officially signed off by CHP was the final checkbox we were looking for in order to get sort of passed, and they should be able to speak to that.
Well, let's get that answer right now. CHP coming up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Officer Perkins, this is my Captain Barr.
Good morning.
So we reviewed the proposal from Director Deeney and went through all the different county roads. We drove the routes, we looked at traffic, we looked at the intersections, and we kind of pared things down. The proposal that I originally saw had the OHVs traveling on State Route 96, and to me that was a concern, and so we elected to omit those portions of 96. So I think as far as the county roads that were included in this draft and proposal, we were able to push up our chain through Captain Barr, to our division commander, to our commissioner, and it's all been approved. So the specific sections that are in here kind of have our CHP blessing.
Okay. Thank you.
So how did they get across 96?
That part we were kind of leaving up to the board. The issue was the sections.
To us, it's always been on your plate that until you sign off on that, yeah. We couldn't even entertain this.
Yeah.
I'm looking for an answer from CHP.
Sure.
Time out. Supervisor Ogden, you want to interject something?
They will have to trailer back up and cross.
And there's a site for that?
The proposal that was brought to us included stretches of specific roads. And so when we looked at those specific stretches of roads, we said either this one was safe or this was not. And so we omitted the stretches of State Route 96 because there weren't sufficient shoulders. And I think in two instances they were crossing a bridge that had zero space for, say, a log truck and a side-by-side to be in the same space. So we omitted those stretches. So allowing the OHV, the dual purpose use on those county roads, those Forest Service roads, seemed safe to us, but not on the state route.
Did you want to interject something?
That was our decision to have those removed with CHP. The original plan, we always knew that we needed 96 for the proposed State of Jefferson trade route. That's not what the initial reason was. The initial reason was that we have an OHV park in the middle of the Forest Service, in the middle of the county. Every road in that park is a county road, and we couldn't use those roads, so we decided to pass the ordinance. Once we decided to pass the ordinance, we said, what other sections of road would benefit to this ordinance? And there is a route from here to the coast that many people have driven, mostly dirt roads, but it does cross 96. And when we realized that the problem was going to be with CHP, we thought we're going to have to find another way in order to cross those three sections of highway that are less than 3 miles, that we know we can eventually get combined use through CHP, but it's too complicated right now, so we thought we'd explore avenues with the Forest Service or do a special use permit on the days that we're going to use that route, because the routes are more like, an example is a vintage motorcycle rally has approached me about using that route, and so they have a day, a year in advance, they would get a special use permit like CHP, through the CHP, to use those three small sections. But right now, our goal is to get the county roads approved and deal with state roads on another level, because it wouldn't be a board's approval for that. We need to approach that, put that in the language of this ordinance to say how to add or remove roads, because I think those issues will come up. But most specifically, this is dealing with the roads around the OHV park. And we've added a few sections where we could get them from here to Happy Camp. They're in the list.
So I think the answer is it's not affecting Highway 96. Right?
Correct. It's not all affecting. So in the event that I wanted to go ride that right now with an unlicensed vehicle, yeah. I would have to trailer it or get a special use permit on Highway 96. Okay.
So I think that gets to the question. So what's the concept's question? Anything else?
Daryl.
Yep.
question I have in general is, are you still pursuing
or the Jefferson Trade Route?
The state of Jefferson Trade Route is a thing. I mean, it's a route. It's part of this ordinance. I don't know if Tom has the map like we had at the last board meeting, but it's connecting Wairika to Coast on county roads, state roads, Forest Service roads. So to say that we're pursuing it, it's there. I'm trying to make it legal for... There's a large influx of a vehicle called side-by-side, and I bet if I ask for hands, the bulk of the people here have one or know someone. Right now, those vehicles aren't allowed to use Highway 96, any county road right now, and I'm trying to make a place where they have a place to go because they're out there, they're being used, and so trying to do
that. That was kind of a qualifier. I guess what I'm wanting to know is there a bigger effort out there because I think the last time we saw this, it was pretty encompassing, but it wasn't just confined to our jurisdiction, and that's kind of where we are. And I guess what I'm after is that what other work is being done, because the larger trade route, as you know, Grace Bennett really championed, but it encompasses two states and at least three counties.
Right.
And I'm unaware of anything going on outside of this county with pursuing that.
That's because the other counties that are involved already passed their ordinance back in 2008.
Oregon as well.
It's all North County, and when they passed the ordinance, the roads that we would use, which were Forest Service roads, county roads, they already approved for OHV use. So we're just the piece of the puzzle that never passed an ordinance. You know, everyone else around us passed the ordinance. We just hadn't for our own reasons.
Yeah,
but now it's like we have to.
I guess Jackson County and Josephine.
We're not in Jackson County. We go straight from Siskiyou County to Del Norte County, right up over Grayback Mountain.
Not if you go over Grayback, you know.
Is that?
You go into Oregon.
No, I'm into Oregon, but I'm on Forest Service roads in Oregon, and then it goes.
Yeah.
So, specifically, it's already been approved. I actually don't know that county's ordinance.
Okay.
But it was Forest Service roads, so I didn't even look.
Not part of our decision. I'm just general awareness kind of where this is headed. I don't know what I'm being asked to do today. You know, when it comes to an ordinance, I'd like to see the specifics of our segments that we're going to be responsible for approving, and you know, the city has their business that need to do their due diligence outside of whatever agreement we're moving forward.
I believe Tom has the complete draft on PowerPoint of the sections. It was presented the same map was presented, except now we reduced the 96 sections back in 2019. It was presented to this board, but it's intended to be presented again, those actual sections, so you can see a visual, and it should have been in your packet.
I was looking for the verbiage.
The draft ordinance was written by Edward in 2019, and I don't know if that was presented to the board. It was written prior to that.
If I could interject, let's have our public works director, Tom Key, come up.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you taking the traffic off of Scott River. Thank you.
Morning, Board. Tom Neamy, Director of Public Works. You're going to hear from a lot of people today, but at the end, what we're looking for is possible direction from the board to go forward and draft the ordinance. Working with council, that was the cleanest way to do this. So there'll be several meetings after this before this is finalized, but that's the purpose of all these meetings for people being here today.
Thank you, Tom.
Supervisor Chris?
None at this time.
Supervisor Rivers?
None at this time.
Okay, I'm good. Where do we want to go? Public comment. Casey Rockfish?
Could I defer my time to John Armador to take before me, please?
You get 3 minutes if you want to come up and speak.
Well, I'd like to have him go first.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Is that okay, Chair?
Did you fill out a form?
Yes.
Okay.
We just need your name for the record.
Okay, Don Amador, AMA District 36, and, you know, I got kind of a little emotional, too, as Daryl was up here, because I know he's been working on this for 10 or 12 years. I've seen him come before the California State Park OHV Commission and give a presentation on this, and I know that I've worked personally with Del Norte County and Colusa County on these combined use non-highway designations. The spirit and intent of those statutes were just for rural counties, just for situations like this, to enhance public access and connectivity between recreation facilities within the county. And kind of the good news is, I don't know if we heard this before, but by designating these highways for combined use for green sticker vehicles, you then become available for California Green Sticker grant funds that can be used for law enforcement, education, signing, and everything. So, it will bring an economic benefit. Adventure riding is very popular. Lassen County has a 182-mile loop. Plumas County, I've been on that one. I think it's about 100 miles. These backcountry adventure routes on the Mendocino, up and down California. Tourists come here from all over the world to tour these things. Rent vehicles, or people in California will come up for a tour of the North State. I go on these. I stay in a hotel with my wife, have dinner, and I think it bring a lot of economic benefit to this area and provide an important recreational opportunity for this part of the state. So I would urge you to consider approving this proposal as Daryl presented it. Thank you.
Thank you. Jeff Strutz.
Hello, board. Good morning. I'd like to just sort of reiterate what...
If you would state your name first for the record. Thank you.
Jeffrey Strutz from Carolina Rica. I'd just like to reiterate a little what Mr. Amador just said. Mostly if we get this thing going, there's monies available. The Forest Service LEOs have been accessing these funds through the grants year after year, getting things, quads, snowmobiles, maintenance taken care of, things like that. So it just seems like it would be silly of us not to be able to access the same funds. I always tell all of my friends, people, say, hey, pay your registration, not only because it's illegal not to, but because that money stays with us. It's essentially a fund set up for us, unlike most things in California. All that money stays in the OHV community for us to use. Used for all sorts of different things, from land acquisition, signage, restoration, all sorts of different things, law enforcement. But if we don't have a program, we don't have access to that. So I would just urge you to vote this thing. Let's get it going.
Thank you. Heather Dodds?
Through the chair, for clarification, this would be important.
Mr. Chair, could Casey go back? I'm sorry.
Sorry. Comical interlude. Okay. He had his chance. He goes to the end of the line.
It's okay.
You don't mind.
No, that's okay. Thank you.
Let's have a little fun with this.
Okay,
got it.
Through the chair, this isn't an ordinance reading today.
No.
This is
no.
The direction.
Approval.
This is
to
the direction
that we're moving
forward. So that we all understand.
Yeah.
Hi, Heather Dodds, Program Director for Discover System. This is too funny not to share, but I actually just while sitting in this meeting got an email from a journalist asking us if we had any interesting or unique OHV trails to promote in our county, so I thought that was kind of funny timing. But we did just want to come today to express our support of this project. We saw great enthusiasm for it at last summer's Recreation Economy for Rural Communities workshop that brought together federal, state, county, and then local stakeholders, and this project was identified as something that would be a great way to increase access to our natural resources here and kind of position Wairika as a base camp to the outdoors. We see great potential for infusion of dollars here in Wairika, as well as Happy Camp and Syad, as folks come and stock up on supplies, trailer here, go out and back, stay in our local hotels, eat in our local restaurants, etc. Like I mentioned, that email I got, there's great potential for PR. A trail going from the forest to the coast is great for promotion. We see cool opportunity for events here that could be revenue generating as well. We just fully support this project, and if it goes forward, we are happy to help promote it as part of our program. Thank you.
Jason Young.
Jason Young with Discover Siskiyou. I'm just backing Heather up here on this, but talking a little bit more on the economic side of the house. Just an FYI, OHV today is bringing in about $20 billion across the nation. Oregon itself saw $100 million, so we'd be pulling from that. on these OHV trails, and then it's one of the fastest growing industries in tourism currently as we speak, and OHVers are spending about $100 per day in the towns and cities that they go to when they visit. So just on the economic side of the house, it makes sense.
Thank you. George Jones.
George Jennings, I'm with ORCAL RCND, which is Resource Conservation and Development Council, also the Executive Director of the Volcanic Legacy Community Partnership. We're fully in support of this, and hopefully we get to the day where we're doing some things along the Volcanic Legacy Byway, which is a huge tourism draw for us, having trails in other parts of the county. Hopefully that evolution comes, but we fully support this. I think I've traveled and our organization has spent several hundred dollars in going to grant training when we thought it was, we were close to having an ordinance. And what we found out down there was they really wanted Siskiyou County to start spending their dollars that they're paying in. Millions of dollars not being used in our county that are, you know, that are spent by the green tag folks. So, when's Siskiyou County going to come and, you know, they really wanted us to do something. But when we hit the part where you have a county ordinance, we were losing so many points it wasn't worth applying. So hopefully this will go forward and we can bring those, the funds that we're paying in here, we'll get some benefit from. When I went to those meetings and those grant trainings, look around, didn't see anybody from Siskiyou County. I don't think I saw that maybe the sheriff. They're pretty much a shoo-in for money. They just have to come and apply. I remember the Forest Service being there. I just think it's another untapped fund that we're not using here in the county. So I'm really excited to see this move forward and bringing more things for us to do, more things for us to attract with our tourism dollars, and enabling people to get out and enjoy their recreation a little bit more. One thing about, I think, we didn't talk about snowmobiles. That's part of this, I believe, and that's access for snowmobiles in the places on the eastern part of the county and probably Brandon's area of the county. And another thing is that improvements along those roads to bring in funds to actually push the brush back, use them as fire breaks, shade fuel breaks. So just a ton of benefits and a ton of money that we're missing, and I think hopefully you'll move forward with this. We've all been working on this for a long time, so thanks.
Thank you. Matthew Brett.
Good morning, Board. Thank you. I'm Matthew Brett, resident of Etna, California, Director of Public Works for the City of Wairika, and an off-road rider. I planned on attending today personally in support of the off-road riders. The police chief, Mark Gilman, of Wairika Police, asked if I would be here, if I could share his thoughts. And Chief and I would just like to say that the City of Wairika Public Works and the City of Wairika Police Department are in full support of this one.
Thank you. Corey Rupert.
Morning. Corey Ryder.
Ryder. Sorry.
Handwriting's there, well, I understand. I'm a member of the SCORE, Siskiyou County, active member, newish to it. I've lived here for 20 plus years. I've grown up on these back roads and off roads and stuff like that. The amount of prospect when it comes to people coming to this county to ride, I've been anywhere from hearing people from Colorado all the way back east that have heard about the Siskiyou County Mountains, the Jefferson Trade Road, the Humbug OHV, and it catches you off guard. And people enjoy to ride our mountains. They're some of the most elevated changes that you can see in California. A lot of people come back from back east to ride them because they ride flatlands over there. From motorcycles to quads to side-by-sides, everybody wants to ride or be in our mountains and even on the east with the snowmobiles. So I support this motion, and I hope to see it go forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Casey Bakovich. And that's the last public comment, so if anyone else wants to speak, they can fill out a form and come on the panel.
Good morning. Casey Bokovich, president of the Reading Dirt Riders, based out of Reading, California. We do have members, including Daryl and many SCORE members, who are part of this whole effort. And just want to lend our 100% support for this. We have many members who come into your community to utilize the roads and the Humbug area itself, and just to support our buddy Daryl. Anecdotally, you've heard everything on the positive economic benefits. Recently, I was just last week on a ride that was developed for this very type of purpose of bringing people into a community. It was at Fields Station, population 12, and Plush, Oregon, both very small communities. And I was curious myself as a user, because that's one of the sales pitches for this type of system. What was it bringing in for economic activity? And it truly was felt. It was really felt. They, in Plush, for example, they had over 100 people within the restaurant and the fuel pumps so far this year as a result of the developed group that was taking place with the route itself. One of the other things is that when oftentimes we look at being able to form a legacy, and everybody in this room is going to have that opportunity with this ordinance. So much when we see that things are being restricted, this is going to be just the opposite, where things are going to be expanded. So everybody here, if you live in the North State, if you have dirt, it's got to be on your resume that you love riding on dirt roads and getting out in the countryside. This is just going to keep that in place and expand it for future generations. Aside from the economic development, listening to all the comments, something that did strike me was that as you pull in people from outside of the area to enjoy the area, just like you heard the last speaker, it's also going to bring people in contact to a small community to hear what the issues are that face you. I say all of us in New York State, we get kind of drowned out. We know that happens. But when people can come up as an individual and talk to that person in the field, at a business, at a hotel here locally, hey, what's happening here within the general area of Siskiyou County? Well, then they might take it back, and they're going to talk to that few friends. So when an issue comes up that needs to be voted upon, there might be that connection that goes beyond just economic development and recreation. But well done, and hopefully this passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Ann Steinberg?
I'll just be fast. I agree with what they're saying today. I think we need a little bit more in some safe places, because I refuse to ride my bike because I'm afraid of getting ran over on accident. I've seen a lot of accidents in my time, but you'll have to excuse me, but I do believe in it, and accidents do happen. So I think we need some places where people can walk and ride their bikes that's not on the street with the cars. I also believe the potholes in the roads are getting a little bit obsessive. In Weed, you go right down the street, and there's like so many, you just boom, 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 as you're driving. It's like, who knows what can happen. But anyways, I'll be fast. I'm going to be bringing some more reports, but I agree with the thing today. I also agree with our town needs a little bit more. We have a new casino, we have a new courthouse, and I'm not saying Wairika's not doing much, because I've seen us grow, and I've lived here for 30 years, so I do have precedence in what I'm asking. But I believe that what we need is a roller rink for the children now. I see a lot of abandoned buildings sitting around for years now. I drive by all the time. Nobody's there. People have no housing. People have nothing. And we're sitting here doing nothing. So I don't mean to be mean, but we need to move forward. So I am bringing some things forward in the future meetings that you guys have, and I agree with everything today. I'm also going to be asking for a better women's shelter, one of the mansions here in town. I'm going to ask to be running it and be allowed to take runaway children from foster care there and battered women. Thank you.
Can I get your name for the record, please?
Ann Steinbring.
Steinbring, thank you.
Anyone else in public comment?
Jerry?
Just a minute. I'll get to you. Okay. You want
to get that? Sean, not
online. Sheriff Laura?
Okay. CHP got all the. My time. So. I'm just kidding. Just to echo what we've already heard, Sheriff's Office, including myself, is extremely supportive of this. It's very exciting. And part of that will be that we're already prepared, if you approve, for me to
apply for grant funding so that we can also patrol these areas. Just to be out there with the riders. You know, we have a lot of people in the agency that go on, you know, OHV trails and whatnot. So it'll be good for us to be out there. We work cooperatively with the Forest Service. And so we'll get out and be able to enforce and just make sure everyone's safe.
Thank you.
You got it.
Forest Service.
Good morning, Rachel Smith, Forest Supervisor, Plymouth National Forest. I wasn't sure if you guys would recognize me out of uniform.
I recognize you.
Okay, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
But I thought you wanted to be incognito, so I didn't want to pull you up there.
Yeah, I was going incognito. So I'm joined today by one of my officers.
Officer Rocha, Plymouth National Forest.
How do you spell that?
R-O-C-H-A.
Thank you.
And so just we wanted to share, we have no issues or concerns. We're supportive of this proposal as is. I also wanted to put in, we actually have been very successful on the Forest Service side in terms of putting in for some of that OHV grant funding. And if this moves forward, if this is approved, we'd be pleased to help support. We have one of the most successful units in the state in terms of being competitive for the state grant funding. I think there's opportunities that we could get even more of the state grant funds. Right now, the ones that we're trying to compete with are the Mendocino and the Angeles.
Anything from you?
I'm
law enforcement side? Okay. Anyone else in public comment? Bring it back to the board for wishes. As soon as out, did you say?
Yeah. So, Daryl.
Yeah.
I don't want to steal your thunder, but so I started this process looking for an OHV park in Humbug when I was a district ranger working with my predecessor, Marsha Armstrong. About 2003.
Right.
And what we were trying to solve at the time was some way to get some money to be able to do trash cleanup in that area. And looking to come on with some green sticker money because we were envious of the snow park over on the east side having a lot of money. So, though we clashed a lot on this over the years, mine's been always been one of liability. Standpoint and getting all the ducks in a row properly with the CHP approval on that route. And so at this point in time, I'm here to support and move forward.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Ms. Ogre?
I just want to say I appreciate your stick-to-itiveness on this. And it shows by the support in the room. You've worked really hard on this project and I support it.
Thank you. You want to make a motion?
I will make that motion and move forward.
I'll second.
Can I make a comment real quick, though?
You could always make a comment.
Thank you for the record.
In the record.
Just that we received an email. I received it yesterday afternoon late from Randall Boyd, and he is in support. The board has received it, and I've also put copies out if anybody wants them. So. All righty. So it was Supervisor Ogren and...
I'll second.
Chris second, and that
further
was
discussion.
Two.
Further discussion. Supervisor Costa.
So... I think we both have more gray hair since the time this first started, Carol.
This is true.
And I want to communicate. I think this board's been supportive. It's just been dotting the I and crossing the T. And I think the Highway 96 thing is the one that's created the roadblock in this literally all along. The only thing that I would require is that whatever you have done to inspect or approve the routes that are there, that we have that... in letter form, I assume that it's out there, so there's no question future, because that was the major hiccup, but now with 96 not being in that, it clears the air, figuratively, at least for now.
So if I can just clarify what the motion is to move forward, directing, is it Public Works to continue?
And Public Works is in support of this, is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
And bring it back to the board, correct?
Just develop the ordinance, which I assume will have all the factors in there.
Is it that work's already been done by Public Works? It's ready to present now? Are we going to have another that's not ready to present?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Whole another process.
Yeah. Lots more law.
No, not the ordinance. Just presented what we're going to talk about. That's
I think
I'm
we're
talking.
Moving down the path. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
Let's get to the vote.
Ready? Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You.
Wendy, do you want to continue on? We'll vote.
Yes, let's keep going.
I want you all to stick around for our last part of the meeting here. Item 7, flood control.
Right.
Flood control, water conservation district.
Can we go back to 6B, I believe it is, real quick?
We're going to drop that.
That's dropped from the agenda.
Yeah.
Thank you.
On item 7, flood control, water conservation district, public comment. You all get another bite at the apple?
Sure, none on.
Is it approval?
Move it approval.
Second.
Hang on.
What did you guys?
Come on up. You got to come up and speak and say your name, and you get 3 minutes on flood control matters.
Yes.
This is Ann Steinbring, and I just wanted 2 minutes for you guys to be aware of something that I recognize staying at a hotel here in Waurika.
This is on flood control.
That
would be appropriate under public comment at the beginning of the meeting. This is under flood control.
Okay, well, I was only going to take 5 seconds. Do you guys have one of those little... Oh, there they are. Those little vent things? Well, just to let you know, be aware, I caught some blue lights in those vents and then someone watching through the window, so be prepared. We do need to watch out for our safety staying in the hotel.
Thank you.
Just something to be aware of.
Okay, I think we have a motion and a second for minutes.
I missed that. Sorry.
You and me.
No, Michael, my first, but pick one.
Yeah.
And just real quick, did you realize what I did? We're reconsidering the June 20th because I left off that one off agenda item. So we're good? Alrighty. So, Director Haupt for the
aye.
Motion. Aye. Director Cobbsett?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Yes, we're going to adjourn as the flood control and
thank
convene
you.
As County Service Area 3. Public comment.
Sean Dunlap.
Moving on to item B, Office of Emergency Services.
So moved.
Second.
To approve.
Thank you.
Yes.
All righty.
I see that.
Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Cobbsett?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Yes. I believe we've got everything covered, Wendy.
Off highway. Now you're going into closed. Yep.
Thank you all for sticking around for that. We're going to go into closed session.